This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Singer-songwriter Simon Walls's travels began shortly after the loss of a friend to suicide. He spent 7 months in Canada's Katimavik volunteer program for youth and then walked across Spain, accompanied by Paulo Coelho's autobiographical book, The Pilgrimage. In April 2010, Simon left Victoria, BC on what will be a cross-Canada walk to share his music and experiences. We're joined on the phone by Simon Walls. Welcome back to People First Radio, Simon.
Hi.
Where are you on this Canada Day, Simon?
Oh, right now I'm in a pretty small town called a lake, which is like 300 kilometers west from Regina.
So have you stepped across the Saskatchewan border yet?
Yeah, I did two days ago, actually. So I took a picture with like the Saskatchewan border sign. So yeah, it was great. It was awesome. But yeah, it's getting really flat here. So
what has your day been like so far?
They've been pretty good, actually. For the past couple of weeks, the weather has been really, really good. It's pretty hot though. I just got to make sure that, you know, I find a lot of water, which is really hard to find in the prairies, because there's big gaps of like 45 k's between towns, and there's nothing, not even like a tree to get some shade. So I usually wake up really early in the morning and then start walking at like 5:30, 6:30 or something, so I can walk my 40 k's a day or something. So, yeah, it's been pretty cool so far, like really.
Simon, it's really good to speak with you again on People First Radio.
Yeah.
You were here in the studio back in April, shortly after you left Victoria on the start of this journey.
Yeah, it's been 2 months and a half now, I think, or something. I've got pretty big legs now.
Yes. Remind us again why it is that you're making this journey and what you're hoping to accomplish or experience on this trek.
So far I'm pretty much doing a music tour right now. So I've got my guitar with me. I'm playing a whole bunch of shows. So I did play a lot of shows in BC and in Alberta. It's pretty dead right now. There's not much of like big cities. I think like the next show is going to be in Winnipeg like in a month or something. But yeah, like you just learn so much about yourself, cuz you're like by yourself all the time, or kindness. And then you're meeting a whole bunch of new people every day. There's like people stopping on the side of the road every day, giving you like water, giving you like dinner or like sandwiches or stuff like that. So it's pretty crazy, like really. I didn't expect that.
Why was this journey important to you? Why is it important to you right now?
It's just, I think it's something that I'm going to remember pretty much all my life. I don't know, like it's just intense. That's what it is. It's pretty important to me because it's really intense. You know, you just live every day like it's at the fullest.
Simon, you've been blogging online about your experiences, writing on May 22nd, and I'm just going to quote you here. The traveler knows that he must take and let go after it is finished, as he meets each person and lets them into his heart and leaves them when it's time to leave. He knows that nothing really belongs to him and that he loses his time trying to keep anyone close. Each person that is on his way is there for a reason. They sit together, share their life stories, and understand why they are in front of each other. Simon, tell us more about the experience of meeting people on the road.
I've met a whole bunch of crazy people out there. Like crazy good, I mean. It's easy to get into other people's life and try to stay there and not focus on the rest of your journey. So I just had this inspiration to write this because you get in people's life, you get to know them really well, and then you have to leave. You can't stay there. I mean, they're still going to be like your friends or something, but it's just a whole bunch of different people that you meet and you have to let go because they got their life, you got your life, and they're not walking across Canada with you. They're just there in this city. So that's about it, you know.
Simon, your experience of meeting people and then letting go of people, has that changed over time? Because you walked across Spain some time ago, and now you're walking across Canada. Has that experience of meeting and getting to know people and then letting go of that experience, has it changed over time?
I think so, yeah, for sure. Because the thing in Spain is it's like a whole bunch of people around the world doing the same trek as you. So you kind of meet all the same people every night. Instead of when you're walking across Canada, there's nothing walking, like there's no one walking across Canada with you. It's just you meet the people in town and then you leave them, which is really different than what I did in Spain, because you got people to walk with you kind of thing. And I wasn't really good in Spanish, so I didn't really meet a lot of like Spanish people. It's really different for sure.
You say I won't give up if you keep breathing. Say I won't give up if you don't leave. You say I won't give up if you keep smiling. Things I will say, things I will do.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Ashta today. Simon Wall's Cross Canada trek began in Victoria, BC last April. It's called the You Can't Measure Your Heart Tour. And Simon is sharing his experiences in music with others as he crosses Canada, walking all the way. He's on the phone with us today.
Simon, how's your music combined with your experience of walking across the country? Are you writing any songs?
Yeah, I do. Not every day because I'm really tired, but yeah, I did write a lot of new songs. They're not really talking about like the road, but you get, I don't know, like from walking day to day like this, it's just like the music is getting a lot more mature. That's for sure. So, yeah, I do a lot of writing. It's crazy. There's a lot of motivations for that. That's for sure.
What have your performances been like? Do you find they're different, here on the road than they are, if you're just back at home?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I did a whole bunch of shows at DC actually, where was that? Well, I did like Vancouver, like Kamloops, pretty big, cities, Edmonton, Calgary, Banff, and all that stuff. I did really small towns like Lytton and Spence's Bridge, and I forgot Saint Albert, which is north of Edmonton. So it's just a really good way to meet new people like that. It's just, you know, you get in town, you get your guitar, you've got a show, and then you play for other people, and then you kind of just talk all night with these guys. And
you blogged on June the 16th. I am far from being an expert, but it is just something I thought today on the road. I noticed that walking across Canada is like love. At the beginning, it's wonderful. The mountains, a new person in your life, everything is extraordinary. You keep your two eyes opened to not miss a thing. Then comes Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. It goes well, but let's say that the relationship becomes routine. It's comfortable, but we wonder if the person is the right one. You pass through fields. Sometimes you wonder what you are doing here. Sometimes you see beauty in the depths of the horizon. Tell us more about that relationship you have going with Canada, and how are the two of you doing today?
Wow. Yeah, I wrote that. That was like two weeks ago, I think, or some. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just like really far from being an expert. It's just, you know, you're walking. I don't really listen to music usually, so I just do a lot of thinking. And I just noticed that, you know, it's just Canada is like a big wave where you kind of start with the mountains and then goes flat. You kind of get used to it. I don't know how it's going to be after. I was just trying to suppose how it was going to be, I guess. But my relationship with Canada now is unbelievable. That is, like, Canadians are insane, and they're so good to people. Like, I can tell you that, that's for sure. Like, there's not a day, like, not a single day there There's not even one person that comes to me and wants to, like, buy me a coffee, or, hey, let me buy you breakfast. Hey, let me buy you this. Let's sit down and talk and share ideas and share adventures and share this and that. My relationship with Canada so far has been a lot about sharing. I don't think there's a better name for this tour that you can't measure your heart. It's just, that's what it is.
We have just a few moments left, Simon. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
I just want to say, like, if there's anyone listening anywhere, like, thank you to all of the people that I've met and I'm going to meet. That's the part of the traveling. I mean, the travel is not it's not the background, it's the people you meet. That's what I noticed. That's the travel. So that wouldn't be, like, the same thing without anyone. So, yeah, just a big thank you.
Simon, we're going to end this segment, this discussion with you, with your song, Things I Will Give Up. Can you tell us about that song?
I wrote that song 3 years ago. It talks actually about my friend, like my best friend in high school, who killed himself. So I was just trying to imagine this situation where he was in the hospital and I was just, like, holding his hand. So the song pretty much tells that I'm not going to do the same thing. I'm not going to give up on, like, life or, like, whatever. I'm just going to keep going. So that's what it tells.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the phone
today. Thanks to you. Thanks to you.
It was much appreciated. And happy Canada Day to you, Simon.
Oh, happy Canada Day. Okay, bye. Thanks a lot.
My music is on a string like a broken brick upright. I can still breathe the air of my completed dreams. So I will sing anything that drives me far. Anything to keep me riding, any walls to keep me straight. Man, but I would like to talk about our empty bottles. Say I won't give up if you keep breathing. Say I won't give up if you don't leave. You say I won't give up if you keep smiling. Things I will say, things I will do. What is one of your colors?
I'll get you what you please.
The time is running out with you and my life. You sing, I will give up. Thank you.
above your hospital walls. Where's my blissful election?
Your hands fight with mine.
You think I will give up if you keep breathing? Think I will give up if you don't leave? You think I will give up if you keep smiling? Things I will say, things I will do. You think I will give up if you keep breathing? Think I will give up if you don't leave? You think I will give up if you keep smiling? Things I will say, the things I will do. The things I will keep away from you.
Simon Walls is walking across Canada. He's documenting his pilgrimage online at www.simonwalls.com. You can find Simon's music on the website of CBC Radio 3 and at cdbaby.com. Visit the People First Radio webpage to listen to our first interview with Simon on April 22nd, 2010.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.